Hello, and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast, episode 2. And this week, we are looking at a very special pud. Now, a couple of hints towards what this pud may be. It's made by a very famous chocolate company that you may know from your youth and from current day. Purple is their favourite colour. And we are trying a pud that has a delicious centre, a saucy centre, apparently, of a flavour that is reminiscent of a koala. So why don't you join us now for episode 2 of the Auntie Donna podcast.
You're listening to the Auntie Donna podcast, the greatest fucking podcast in the world. Brother Mike and Zach and the whole heap of puds. We hope you enjoy the motherfucking podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast, the new 15-part Patreon Auntie Donna Club exclusive podcast, where each week the three performing members of Auntie Donna all try a new pud that Tom has bought for us. But the twist is, we recorded all 15 in just one day, so we might get a bit sick of pud by the end of it. Tom, Tom, what pud are we trying this week?
Okay, guys, so this week we have the Cadbury Dairy Milk Caramello Molten Pudding 2-Pack, a light and airy milk chocolate sponge with a gooey caramel centre. Now, in your local Coles, you're going to find this in the frozen section. So this is the first frozen pud of this podcast. A very famous brand in Cadbury, and I think you guys are going to find it delightful.
I didn't know Cadbury did puds. This is very exciting, and can I just say, well, first of all, Broden, did you microwave this for 15 minutes, or what? How did you cook this one?
I'd love to say that I did it correctly this time. Here's what I did. We may be doing another Cadbury Molten later, different flavour. They said 40 seconds each.
Yeah.
I put them in for...
Together? Did you put them together for 80 seconds?
An hour 20.
A minute 20.
You know, we love to joke. I think a lot of people think the pud scene is a very self-serious scene. But no, we love to play around. We love to joke. So long as we keep the target right. You know, we're not mocking puds here.
No,
we're mocking
our
own sort of fallibility around the perfect pud.
Can I just
Shall
say,
we smell?
Straight off the bat, I'm giving this a snifter.
Guys.
And it, yes.
This is my favourite pud.
Oh, really?
From the store-bought range, I'm a huge fan of this.
So you have had this before? Because I wanted to say...
This is a staple of my household.
Off the smell, it has that classic Cadbury scent.
Mm.
It smells less bitter, less... Mm. Well, for me, it smelt a little burnt, the Coles one. But this one, not so much. It has... I'm predicting the sauce in the middle to be sweet as sin, is my thought. This one may be a little too sweet, but the smell, straight off the bat, is delectable. Boys, what are your thoughts?
Brody?
I smell pudding.
Mmm. Oh, first and foremost, absolutely. Let's not beat around the bush here.
Oh, that's what I smell a pudding.
and what else, Mike?
Chocolate pudding.
Give us a bit more detail, please. Well, it's a chocolate with anything else going on? Any other scents?
No. The only other thing I'll say is, as you'll see, and if you're watching the video, Mark's is in a blue wrapper. Now, I had that sitting on a plate. The surface of the plate is now, the blue has leaked onto the plate.
A certain lack of clarity about whether we're meant to remove that wrapping.
No, it said it very clearly on the instructions. Just take the plastic off, leave it in this. That is what it said.
I did read that, but it's sat in that for a while, and then the blue has leaked.
And it's purple.
That was my concern. That's Mark.
Let's get that
where
right.
I say,
let's just get the colours
that's
right.
Where I say I was a little bit worried and upset. You know, I definitely had a similar issue with the blue leakage on my plate. Now, I'm not saying that that's dangerous or an issue, but it's definitely, I think it takes me out. And anything that takes me out of the pud experience is concerning. And it makes me think, you know, I think... For a store-bought pud to really shine, those instructions need to be so clear, so simple, and just a matter of leave the wrapping on. Just that simple line.
They were. It did say that.
Mark, you talked about the being blue or purple.
Yeah.
Cadbury own that colour. Did you know that?
Yes, they've trademarked the colour purple. And I'd like to say there's Little well, to almost color purple, no, no leakage.
Mark, I'm sorry. I just want to interrupt here, mate. Color Purple was, I believe, made by... I can't remember the studio, but...
Steven Spielberg.
Steven Spielberg or whichever studio he made it with at the time.
That's probably not a, that's not a film about... I thought that was like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but it was about...
No.
But it was about the Capri Man.
Can I talk about the smell from my perspective?
I'm sure.
We've gone a little off topic. Mark is being a little adversarial.
I'm not.
Well, you are. You
I'm
are.
I'm just calling them as I sees them.
Well, you said that it says has a line saying leave the wrapper on, which I'm sure it doesn't.
I'll get it. I'm gonna go get it.
Yeah, go get it, please, please. Wow, a little bit of tension here on the Auntie Donna podcast. But I think, you know, I think the labels are an important part of the factor. Were you concerned when you saw that blue leakage, Broden?
Look, as a guy who eats a lot of fucked up shit, I saw it and went, oh, it's, they're not going to make it poison, are they? It'll
that's
be fine.
True. That's absolutely true. I think I just, I would have loved, you know, maybe a caution or warning, maybe some of the blue colouring will leak or, you know, leave the wrapping on. We're about to find out if it does say that. But maybe I'll talk about the smell while we wait for Mark to come back. Not as much of a bitter... there's not a lot of a depth going on here. I smell sugar. You know, I smell...
Yeah.
You know, and I love this pudding. I'll be honest, I do have this in my personal time. I'm just talking about the smell and then we'll get to the label.
Oh, the smell's fantastic.
But I just think, well, smells unfortunately, like I do disagree, Mark. I think after that Coles one we had last week, which has a... You really smelt the bitterness, the cocoa, the depth of flavour. I'm really not smelling much at all. I've got to agree with Broden here. I smell pudding. Even not even that, I smell sugar.
Cadbury, that is Cadbury's standpoint. Cadbury chocolate is more like the crack equivalent of chocolate. It's not like a lint 70%. It's what I expected. And yes, I can agree with you there. Now,
can I just say, sorry?
Yeah.
Just very quickly. I ate a bit of pudding off my leg.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's from the previous pudding or this pudding, but it was good.
And Mark, that's
it was
full
good,
Broden.
Yeah, that's sad.
Can I just say before you read it out, in order to not fall into any sort of straw man arguments, my position was to be very clear on the instructions, not anything about the plastic wrap, about leave the film wrap on, leave the
film wrap.
That leave whatever that wrap is on, an instruction telling
absolutely
you to leave it on.
Absolutely. But my argument was that it was clear in what you had to do.
Okay.
My argument was that
you haven't even eaten the fucking pud yet.
Was that it was clear, but is that there was no question.
Mark, well, then we're talking about two different things. The straw.
That was my argument. My argument was that it was clear.
Because I was talking about, I said, I wished it had included a line to this effect. And you're saying you felt it was
and I was saying, from my memory, it was so crystal clear. Now, okay. It says, remove frozen pudding from film wrapper, place in microwave and heat for 40 seconds. Now, when you look at the frozen pud, there is very clear a plastic film wrapper.
Okay, sure.
It said, remove
my
it.
Experience, Mark.
And there is, why would you remove this plastic film wrapper? And then in your head, I'm not sure if I have to remove this or not. I'm just saying it's incredibly clear in terms of what it's asking you to do.
Okay, sure.
That's
so,
my position.
So, great. For your experience was that...
The pudding's good.
Well, let's try it.
Broden, mate.
I'm just trying it. What pudding. Is... I'm so excited. All right, now look, we're breaking up in the middle. Look at that healthy portion of caramel
that's
sauce
what makes it. That's
in the
what
middle.
Makes it.
Now, Tom, when you were saying this is a staple, were you talking of the caramel one or were you talking of the chocolate?
Yeah, particularly the caramel one.
Particularly
the caramel one. I have my, I've tried the other one and I have my issues with it, whereas this I'm a big fan of.
Whoa.
Are you right, Mark?
Oh, that sauce is so fucking full on, Kat.
Yeah. It sort of keeps it moist, you know.
I've got to say. Well, I want to reserve my judgment.
Yeah. Should I just launch straight into the questions, guys? We're probably about 10 minutes in. Now, first of all, I'd love to hear about what's a perfect pairing for this? Last week we had the debate over vanilla bean versus double cream. Is it a red wine this time? Like, what's your perfect pairing, boys?
Can I say, before we really launch into the perfect pairings, that sort of thing, I think that Coles one last week has ruined this put for me. I'm not tasting a lot. I'm tasting sweetness. I'm tasting sugar. There's not much else going on.
You should have some
water. It makes it difficult to review. Yeah.
Broden brought some sparkling water. Is that correct, Broden, to cleanse the palate?
No, that's some frizzante.
I love this pudding. You know, I definitely have very sadly eaten this pudding on my couch in dark times and in good. But as a reviewer, not a lot going on.
I have to agree, Zach. And I have an addition to that. This to me, the cake itself is just sweet. That's about all that's going on. The sauce is so incredibly sweet. It's like five Caramello koalas smooshed up. It's so thick and sugary, and it doesn't even really taste like caramel to me.
Can I just say, if you smooshed five Caramello koalas together, it wouldn't make it sweeter.
No, but it's that many of them.
It would make it overwhelming if you ate all of them.
It's overwhelming. If you put them all in your mouth at once, if you were to put one Caramello koala in your mouth at one time, okay, fine.
Done that.
If you were to put five in your mouth, it'd be like, this is a bit much.
But it wouldn't increase the sweetness level. The sweetness would stay the same. You just have more
balance,
of it.
There's a balance to a Caramello, I feel. You know, there's a...
Yes, there's a balance. Correct.
The ratio is a little off here. Or just the... Yeah, it's tough. If they just pushed that caramel a little further along on the stovetop, just pushed it into a bitter territory, a sprinkling of sea salt, anything just to lift that caramel from the mundane.
You would try to put some salt on it.
It's a little too. Oh, sorry, go Tom.
What?
No, I was going to say, I think Zach stumbled upon a potential issue we're going to have for the next 13 episodes. Where is it potentially not the double cream that was designed to take away that edge?
I love double cream.
Sure, I don't know if you could add anything sweet to this. The sweetness is already sweet. I guess double cream isn't super sweet. That's true.
It may need something fattiness to cut absolutely would cut through. You're not wrong.
For me, I think the pudding itself is okay. I think the sauce is far too. It tastes too much like confectionery as opposed to a caramel. And those are my thoughts on the caramel one. I feel different about the chocolate one.
Also, I don't know if you're noticing this, I'm tasting nothing at the front of my mouth.
No. It doesn't have that mouth feel.
Shut the fuck up.
It doesn't coat the mouth in the way that the last one did. What did you want, Brogan?
Fuck in front of your mouth, shit.
Eat it and just be like,
eat the pud.
No, I did eat the pud, and this is our experience of it. Sorry we're taking this seriously, Brogan. Sorry we care.
You say that, but you've been avoiding my leading question, guys.
Yeah, which is the answer is clearly double cream.
Okay.
I may have to agree with double cream here, but not a sweet cream, not like a vanilla cream or something like that.
No, a double cream.
Yeah, just a straight double cream.
Yeah,
perhaps a brandy custard.
Let me tell you why I think a brandy custard.
I think you're right about a custard. Let me tell you why I think a brandy cream could work. That'll add a depth of flavour, a sharpness. I'm thinking a 100-year-old. I'm thinking a very high quality brandy. Just to give it that depth that it so sorely needs.
Mm.
You know, maybe a brandy cream and a couple of sprinklings of sea salt, we might get part of the way there. But for me, this is a fail.
Next question.
Right, I'm moving this on. So now I get to make my predictions.
Tom's predictions. Tom's predictions.
Predictions, sorry.
Predictions.
On mouthfeel. Yeah,
if there's any time in this when you could, there's a P word that could be pud something, and you don't do it, that's I take offence to that. Okay, yeah, just from now on. I take pud fence.
Yeah, which is
yeah, what's totally a, like? Fair. What's the thing in when you like get a demerit? That's a pud merit point.
Mm. Yeah, you and me are gonna have a pud bloom.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, good.
I like it. As far as
Can I just say, this is probably my go-to frozen pud. I have this pud a lot.
I don't think I could.
I'm just playing it up for the potty.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this pud or bad?
That's a good one. I see. I think what's great about this is out of the frozen puds, I think this has the best mouth feel. Take away your criticisms of the sauce, Mark. I think it actually holds up quite well for a microwave. Very soft, very moist, I would say, as far as the mouth feel goes.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
It's a slightly drier mouth feel than the Coles bakery option, and I think all the better for it.
The sauce to pud ratio, I would probably go... I think, although the sauce is very present and alive in the pudding, I would also say that there's a small amount of it, so maybe an 80-20 pud to sauce ratio.
Yep. I would agree. Absolutely.
Oh, you know your caramello
pud.
You know your caramello pud.
And I'd say...
We have a bit of a anyway, I'll get back to you on
that. Pudificionado.
Pudificiado.
A pudiniado.
A fushia pudnado. A fushia pudnado. Please go on.
I'm going to guess... sweetness 10 out of 10 and fruitiness maybe like a 1 or 2 just for that caramel sort of apple-y candy fruitiness.
Oh, interesting.
Sure.
Agree with you on the 10 out of 10 for the sweetness. I have to say, you know, we had a bit more of a citrus berry complexity in the last one. No fruitiness for me. It's a 0.
Okay. You guys agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with the 0 fruitiness.
All right, let's give it a out of 5 puds and your final thoughts, starting with Mark.
I am, look, guys, this may be controversial. I'm giving this a 1 out of 5 puds. It really didn't do it for me. The sauce was far, far too much. I'm not sure if it's because I've eaten 2 puds and it's 11 a.m., but after that pud, I do feel like I'm going to shit my pants. I imagine that's going to be a running theme for me during the day. But that pud has upset my tummy in a way that makes me want to. I will need to take a short break after this to go to the toilet. So I'm giving that a 1 pud out of 5 puds.
Sure. Broden?
Look, for me, there's a ceiling to any frozen food.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
I couldn't agree more. God, I could not agree more. That's
garden
the
peas
most astute observation that's been made all fucking day.
Except, of course, for garden peas. I just want to...
We got it about the garden peas. We got that. However, this has a ceiling. I can see myself eating this, you know, on an evening. However, not quite there for me, but I'm going to give it 5 puds.
Yeah. Well, you're making a mockery of this.
It's clearly some sort of bit.
You're taking the piss out of it. That's fine.
It's
fine. You're trying to be funny. It's fine. I get it. Whatever.
It's great. It's very funny.
Let's get to
an
actual rating, please.
So, listen. It's great, Broden. Good for you. Good for you. We'd love to know your real score, but that's fun. Good for
you. It doesn't matter. I guess we'll never find out. Yeah, very funny. Ha, ha, ha. All right. Very good.
But Broden does love his puds, so yeah. Mm.
That is true. I think it'd be hard to find anything that's sweet that Broden wouldn't give a 5 out of 5 puds.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see.
Challenge accepted.
Zach.
Yeah, listen. Okay. Tom, you made a compelling point. I think the texture is solid for a microwaved frozen pud. I don't know, though, if I agree it's the best. We'll see come the Sara Lee section. I do think it lacks a depth of flavour and complexity. Like I said, wish they'd push the caramel, wish there was some salt there. But here is what's good about it. It is an individual serve. That's rare in the chocolate pud category.
Yeah, yeah,
that molten centre is consistent. You know?
Bravo Dairy. Cadbury Dairy Milk.
Yeah, absolutely. Bravo Cadbury. The center, the molten center, is right there in the middle. It's machine precise. There are advantages to that. You know, we talked last week about the lopsided center of the Coles Bakery pudding and the potential issues that could ensue there. Based on that, I'm going to give it 1.5 puds.
Brutal reviews from the Auntie Donna podcast here. And on that note, we'll see you all Pud Week.
When's that?
Nice.
That's next week.
Oh, okay. On the Auntie Donna Patreon.